Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes with children around ages 6 and 7. Parents are asking us, how can I help my child become a leader who transforms and inspires others? And I want you to know, this question fills my heart with starlight because it shows how deeply you care about your child's future. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about something truly wonderful. Your child, right now, at this very age, is in one of the most magical developmental windows for building transformational leadership abilities. And I'm going to share with you what the research says, what the magic book knows, and how you can nurture these beautiful qualities in your little one. First, let me tell you something that might surprise you. When we think about leadership, we often imagine adults in boardrooms or politicians giving speeches. But transformational leadership, the kind that truly changes the world, it starts much earlier. It starts in the heart of a 6 or 7 year old child who learns that their caring actions can create ripples of positive change. The research is absolutely fascinating. Scientists who study child development have discovered that between ages 6 and 7, something remarkable happens in your child's brain. Their executive function skills are blossoming. These are the skills like working memory, mental flexibility, and self-control. And these aren't just nice-to-have abilities, they're the cognitive foundation for inspirational influence and positive change-making. Dr. J. Ronald Lally and Dr. Peter Mangiani from West Ed's Center for Child and Family Studies explain it beautifully. They say that the young brain needs adults to act in ways that honor the child's rights to desire, hope, explore, and show preferences, while also helping the child learn to honor the similar rights of others. This developmental principle, my friend, is foundational to transformational leadership. Think about what that means. Your child is learning right now that they have ideas, dreams, and preferences that matter. And at the same time, they're discovering that other people have those same rights. This is the birthplace of empathy. This is where inspirational influence begins. Here's something else the research shows us. Children at this age are developing what scientists call self-conscious emotions. They're becoming particularly attuned to how others perceive them. Now, I know that might sound like it could lead to anxiety, but actually, when nurtured properly, this sensitivity creates a beautiful window for learning about their impact on peers and communities. Your child is starting to notice when I help someone, they smile. When I share my ideas, people listen. When I show kindness, it spreads. These observations are building the neural pathways for transformational leadership. The Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, they're called CASEL, has done extensive research on this. They've found that social and emotional learning empowers young people to co-create thriving schools and contribute to safe, healthy, and just communities. That's the essence of transformational influence, my friend. And it starts at age 6 and 7. So what does this mean for you as a parent? How do you nurture these leadership qualities? Let me share some beautiful strategies that align with both the research and the wisdom of the magic book. First, honor your child's voice while teaching them to honor others. When your child has an idea, even if it's not practical, listen fully. Say things like, "I love how you're thinking about this," or "That's such a creative idea." Then, gently guide them to consider others. You might ask, "How do you think your sister would feel about that?" Or "What would make this work for everyone?" This teaches them that leadership isn't about having the loudest voice or the best idea. It's about listening, considering multiple perspectives, and finding solutions that help everyone. That's transformational leadership. Second, point out the ripples of their caring actions. When your child helps a younger sibling, shares with a friend, or shows kindness to someone who's struggling, name it. Say, "Did you see how your kindness made them smile? You created a ripple of positive change." Your caring action inspired them. Children at this age are concrete thinkers. They need to see the connection between their actions and the positive changes they create. When you name it, you're helping them build that awareness. Third, model the kind of leadership you want to see. Talk about times when you've helped others, when you've stood up for what's right, when you've inspired positive change. But here's the key, also talk about times when it was hard, when you weren't sure what to do, when you had to be brave. Transformational leaders aren't perfect. They're human. They make mistakes, they feel uncertain, but they keep trying to make a positive difference. When your child sees you modeling this, they learn that leadership is about courage and caring, not perfection. Fourth, create opportunities for your child to help others. This could be as simple as helping a younger child at the playground, participating in a community service project, or even helping care for a pet. Research shows that children who engage in helping behaviors develop stronger pro-social skills and empathy. And here's where I want to tell you about a story that the Magic Book and I think you'll love. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering something magical at an eye doctor's office. In this story, Lucas and Ella learn that the eye doctor's office holds magical memories of everyone who learned to see clearly. And when they help a scared child who's nervous about getting glasses, they discover something wonderful. Their caring actions create ripples of positive change. The story shows, so beautifully, that leadership isn't about being the biggest or the strongest or the smartest. It's about using your talents, whatever they are, to help others. It's about noticing when someone needs kindness and choosing to be that kindness. When Lucas and Ella realize that their caring actions created those ripples of positive change, children watching or listening learn something profound. They learn that they already have the power to transform and inspire others. They don't have to wait until they're grown up. They can be world changers right now. After you share this story with your child, here's a beautiful conversation you can have. Ask them, "Can you think of a time when you helped someone? How did it make you feel? How did it make them feel?" Help them see that they already have this power within them. You might also ask, "If you could create a ripple of positive change tomorrow, what would you do?" This helps them start thinking like transformational leaders, looking for opportunities to inspire and help others. The research is so clear on this, my friend. Studies of elementary-age children show that those who participate in structured social-emotional learning programs demonstrate measurable improvements in prosocial behaviors, empathy, and collaborative problem-solving. These are all essential qualities of leaders who transform and inspire others. And here's what fills my heart with hope. The research emphasizes that caring relationships with adults who honor children's autonomy while teaching them to respect others' rights create the optimal environment for developing leadership abilities rooted in empathy, inspiration, and positive social change. That's you, my wonderful friend. You're creating that environment right now by being here, by learning, by caring so deeply about nurturing these qualities in your child. So let me leave you with this. Your 6 or 7 year old is in a magical developmental window. Their brain is building the neural pathways for executive function, empathy, and social awareness. They're discovering that their actions have impact, that their kindness creates ripples, that they have the power to inspire positive change. Your role isn't to turn them into a perfect leader. It's to honor their voice while teaching them to honor others. It's to point out the ripples of their caring actions. It's to model courage and compassion. It's to create opportunities for them to help and inspire. And stories, beautiful stories like the Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, can be such gentle helpers in this journey. They show children what transformational leadership looks like in action. They inspire them to see themselves as world changers. You can find this story and so many others in the Book of Inara app. Each one is crafted with love to help your child develop these beautiful qualities. Thank you for being here today, my friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about raising a child who transforms and inspires others. The world needs more leaders like the one you're nurturing. With love and starlight, Inara.